an NITV radio podcast. For the full program, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio.
And something which Jordan Perry out there, one of our Facebook Live listeners, really enjoys, Craig. Our next guest is, I'm pretty pumped to have him in the studio. Ryan Clapham is a hip-hop artist and drummer who performs under the name of Dobby. Age just 23, just a young pup.
Yeah,
24. 24 now, done my research. He has completed a Bachelor of Music at the University of New South Wales and an Indigenous Studies Honours, focusing on Aboriginal hip-hop in 2015. He proudly identifies as both Filipino and an Aboriginal musician and a member of the Murawari Republic out there in beautiful Biriwarrina country of northern New South Wales. Ryan's musical training began at age 7. He studied classical piano and achieved, I don't even know what this means, Ryan, AMEB, AMEB grade 6 and grade 2 musicianship.
No one does.
I just wanted to leave that in so I could read it out to confuse the audience. At age 14, just a spring chicken, he learned jazz drum kit and in 2012 performed as part of the Wollongong Conservatorium of Music in California, Nevada, and San Francisco, USA. How impressive.
Yeah.
How are you, Dobby? How are you, young bros?
I'm good, yeah. I'm feeling really good. Thanks so much for having me.
No worries, no worries, bro. We got our Facebook. If you're on Facebook, you can jump on NITV Radio's page. You can see Dobby, what he looks like there.
Hey.
So, bro, tell us first up, what is an AMEB?
So that's, now this is really testing my knowledge.
Yeah,
that's the Australian Music Education Board. I'm pretty sure that's correct.
Yeah, right.
Or Examinations Board. But yeah, so that's, I did like piano exams through that nationally sort of recognized education system.
So yeah. I first heard you talking, you're on a Vivid panel as part of the Vivid Festival here in Sydney recently, and I heard you talking on that. I'm just going, oh my God, this young fella's the cream of the crop in music, you know, there's some serious intellect going on there. So how does one go from being a classically trained pianist moving into the world of hip hop?
You know, it's kind of funny, it all kind of like my passions for music kind of happened all at the same time. I started off on piano. And I'm not going to say my mum forced me. She strongly recommended
that
I, did piano. And then, you know, as I went through primary and high school, I started listening to a lot more rap music, hip hop music, Eminem, Outkast, The Far Side, Jay Dilla, Lauryn Hill. And then in year 8, I started learning drums, and it just kind of melded from there, you know, because drums is very prominent in hip hop. And then I guess one thing led to another. I started, you know, really gravitating towards hip hop in high school.
What is it that drew you to it, you think? I know a lot of young fellas find a place in hip hop, and I know something from being, you know, I'm nearly in my mid-40s and I still love it. But what was the gravitational pull for you that pulled you over?
So much. I mean, you know, hip hop is a direct form of expression. What I love about it a lot is just the fact that it can be quite political, and you can speak your mind and you can tell your story. It's a way for especially youth to be able to tell their story, you know, because how else can you kind of say it? There aren't that many other platforms where you can actually speak it for that price as well. That's another thing. Hip hop is free. Mm-hmm. It's an oral education. It's from, you know, parents to youth. All you need is a beatboxer, and that's all you really need to engage in hip hop practice.
And you grew up out in Western Sydney, so you draw a lot of inspiration, I guess, for your, when you write lyrics, that come from Western Sydney and sort of that area where you grew up?
I mean, I grew up down in Wollongong,
yep,
down there. And then I've been doing a lot of stuff in Western Sydney, like as of recent. I'm doing stuff with the Street University in Liverpool, because that's like one of the first places that I went to in Sydney that were very like hip hop based. You know, they have rap classes, they have DJ classes, they have a studio for the youth to use for free, you know, and that's just fantastic. And I was thinking, you know, we need more of that stuff, especially down in Wollongong, but, you know, especially in Briwarrina. I don't know. There's just so much potential for it. Yeah.
Yeah, but certainly gets young people back on the path, so to speak, if they are travelling on the wrong road. But one thing I want to ask you about is you're very proud mixed heritage of Filipino and Aboriginal. bit of chili lime kangaroo or something going on there. I don't know. But
hey, my favourite meal.
You know, I love talking about my mixed heritage and being an SBS and RTV. We're very multicultural, our mob here. But, you know, I have Chinese and Irish ancestry. But tell us about your Filipino and Aboriginal ancestry.
Yeah, so my mum is Filipino. She was born in Tacloban in the Philippines. She moved to Australia about, or this again, testing my knowledge, why do I keep doing this to myself? About 30 years ago, I'll say. Yeah, so she's, you know, really proud Filipino woman. My family, you know, we keep it real in terms of our culture. And then on my father's side, I'm Aboriginal, I'm a Morawari boy. I wasn't raised in Brewarrina, but my grandmother was born and raised in Brewarrina. That's on Nyamba country. She was, her country is Morawari country in Wilmeringal, just above, as you would know. And so, you know, my cousin Lily Shearer and I, we just recently facilitated the Bayami's Nunu Festival earlier this year. So we're planning to do that again right by the river. It's so special. Very, very, you know, connecting feeling.
And for those that don't know out there, wondering who Bayami is our creator spirit, our God, we call it. So if you're Christian, you have God, or if you're Islamic, you have, you know, your God there, Muhammad, and so forth. So for us Aboriginal people, in our neck of the woods anyway, in our area,
and
it's Bayami.
And the Nunu is the Nyambo word for the fish traps, the ancient fish traps. And I heard you were saying earlier, bruh, about Bruce Pascoe's book, Dark Emu.
Yep.
And, you know, he's got that page there as part of the book about the ancient fish traps. Bruce Pascoe actually came to the festival earlier this year to speak about his book and to, you know, connect with the community there. So, yeah, it's a really, really beautiful thing that he's doing.
Yeah, it certainly is. Now, bruh, the first time I saw you perform, I was very lucky enough this year with the huge album festival that we just had last year in Sydney. And I remember sitting up there with my girlfriend Medica, and I was looking down, and next minute I saw this little kid on the drums just smashing it out and rapping. Mm. And I hadn't seen that for a long time in Australia. What's it like for you performing? And you know, and you do it a bit differently, the way you hip hop, like not many people play the drum solo and rap at the same time.
Yeah, I love it. I love performing. I live to perform. Hey, like I've had a very long journey of coming to terms with that and really understanding like why, and, you know, understanding the nerves behind it, because that's a very real feeling. I'll still feel very, very nervous, but I'm really, really learning to love it and to grow my passion for performing. Yarban Festival was terrifying. There were so many
people. Big crowd there this year.
Yeah, it was huge.
Big crowd.
It keeps tripling, you know? So this was the biggest crowd we've had so far, for sure, hey?
Yeah, it was the biggest Yarban I've ever seen. I know a lot of people have been involved with it for years, but I think there's a couple of people are starting to wake up.
Mm.
So, you know, I think we're starting to see much more of a presence at Yarban. So.
That's right. But yeah, no, I love it. I love performing, for sure.
Yeah. Mm. And so what do you rap about, bro? Like, you know, what's your message in your music? I know you just dropped a new clip, which I saw when you did that Vivid Talk, you know, and that was pretty cool. Pretty fresh.
Yeah, that's it. My Mind's the second single coming off the EP. Pretty fresh, that's right.
I'm just sorry, we've got my broadcast team in the window beside me. You just can't see them, but they're all laughing at me trying to sound young and cool.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, he is. What are you talking but My Mind is the second single off of the upcoming EP. That will be coming out very, very soon as well. And the video is up on YouTube. It's got 12 of my favorite, 12 of my, you know, close friends and family, brothers, sisters, and cousins. And it's about Aboriginal struggle and about Aboriginal excellence.
And when's that coming out? That's a big one.
The EP?
Yeah.
That will, I don't know if I'm allowed to say just yet, but let's say, I'm going to say very, very soon. Very soon.
NITV radio exclusive, ladies and gentlemen. I thought Dobby was going to drop it for us.
I nearly did.
Right?
One
question I haven't asked you, and Cooper Harlem, much love to Dobby, an absolute inspiration.
Thanks
on the
man.
Facebook
Live. Hey, shout out to Cooper.
Cooper, good
bro,
on
he's
you, bro.
A mad rapper.
So when I Googled Dobby yesterday, all I got was Dobby from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, right, yeah.
Is that where your name comes from?
Oh, I don't know who you're talking about, man. I don't know what's Lord of the Rings or... Yeah, but nah. It's a name that I got from my Taekwondo teacher when I was doing Taekwondo back as a kid. Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Discipline, you know?
Yep.
And she used to call me that all the time. Kim Dalton, one of the most inspirational heroes in my life. And it just kind of stuck, you know.
Yeah,
right. Since primary school, since high school, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Lord of the Rings.
Mm.
Ruined it for you. No, but you're an amazing young musician and artist. And
thank you, brother.
Thank you so much for having us on your show and sharing your story. I can't wait to get to some of your gigs coming up soon.
Hey.
Free ticks there, bro.
Yeah.
But what we're going to get you to do, we've got a special treat for our listeners out there and those on Facebook Live. Dobby's going to perform live in the studio for us. What's the track called, bro?
This one is My Mind. I'm going to perform it live for you here.
Okie dokie. So we'll get ready for Dobby to take it away. Have fun, bro. Thanks for making us dance. Woo. Yo, DJ, run that track. Yo, yo.
I'ma lose my mind. Yeah. Check it. My brother been working so hard all day. My titter been working so hard all day. Shout out NITV, SBS Radio. We're here live right now. Dobby. Wall full of gold here. Chilling in my old room. Bouncing around that I found in the past. I'ma turn up the volume. Brain gonna go soon, but I never know when. Educated guess, don't have much time left. Inevitable death or I'm dumb, blind, deaf. Get it off my chest. Passion, the sign of a great life. Live a great life in the meantime. At the same time, can't shine in the middle of the daylight. Living it. Yeah. Grinding till I'm all run out of golden years. Writer's block recycled all my old ideas. Brain in the vines unsettling. Feeling rattling in my skeleton. Traveled all the way to my melanin. Paranoid, think you're relevant. Kick your melanin. Fingers in a million pies. Trying to live a million lives. Everyone dies. Think another window went by. Guess I gotta keep it in mind. Got a funny feeling inside. Meaning I don't really feel right. Stuck in my thoughts. I've been really busy and tired. You can make the video live. Is it my time? Can I have a minute of your time? Why don't you come and relive in my mind? I've been having trouble sleeping at night. Second guessing always eat up my life. So ironic, I don't feel like I'm eating right. Working up late till the beat is right. To desire the boogies, a piece of pie. Till I satisfy every blind people by. Yeah, yeah. Got my damn feet up. I can feel the pressure, better get my sangria. People tell me, listen to me, I've been never looking for somebody that can bring us all together, Pangea. Fella storytelling ASAP. Talk about my skin at NADOC. Cause him put away that face wash and get up and dance. Not shame job. I got my nephew producing it, ayy. Wanted to check what to do with it, ayy. Everyone listening, losing it, y'all. And I should mention you're new to it, ayy. Guapo, Filipino, photogenic. How you growing up and tall already? Know yourself, brother, don't forget it. If you really got a dream, then go and get it. Think up on her like Tabasco. I'm about to rip up the dance flow. I know my story, I let her tell him through my voice box and my cerebellum. Voice box, focus. Hoping all of them would notice. And I won't quit till my throat give. Till my lungs die, till there's no spit.
My brother, my brother. My brother, my brother. My titter, my titter. My titter, my titter. My sister girl. My brother, my brother.
One, two,
my brother, my
one, two.
You against the world. My titter, my
one, two.
My sister girl. My
SBS. Hey. My brother been working so hard all day, 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 day. My titter been working so hard all day. My brother,
my sister girl.
My titter, my titter. My brother, my brother.
You against the world.
My titter, my titter.
This was an NITV radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV Radio or download the SBS Radio app.